Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Ken Freeman, and for the next 15 minutes, I want to share with you all things WordPress. You can learn the latest news about WordPress from the top news we bring you in this detailed podcast. In today's focus, I want to discuss the critical considerations for your hosting of a WordPress website. And then finally, today's podcast will wrap around the case study of a website called FindPregnancyHelp.com. Our sponsors for this week's podcast are Hosting-Master.com, our high-speed, safe, and secure hosting that I want all of you to give a call. Because if you don't host with Hosting-Master.com, we can't help you. Now, WP-SiteMakers.com is our team of extremely creative site pros, and Site-Keeper.com is our remote-managed WordPress support service. And of course, to answer your real questions about WordPress, you can call 214-703-0505 or text me at 903-926-2607. Well, in the news, in the theme news, PIQ is a new business theme. It's called PIQUE. Most of the themes created by the professional design team over at WordPress.com have always been geared up toward bloggers. Business themes make up a much smaller segment of those designed in-house. That's why the latest PIQ theme is unusual, but I think it's also exciting for those of you who live in that half of WordPress world. Although the theme was originally designed for coffee shops, it also works well for other small businesses like cafes, bakeries, hair salons, so forth and so on. PIQ can be instantly branded for any business by uploading a logo and a custom header. Its unique scrolling front page is created by adding panel sections, which are actually standard pages with content and featured images. And PIQ uses 8 optional panels, which can be assigned with the customizer. Each panel control includes a drop-in selection, pages for the panel content, a background color option, the ability to adjust the featured image's opacity. Testimonials and recent blog posts can be displayed with the panels following instructions in the theme documentation, and testimonial content can be viewed via its dedicated archive page at /testimonial. PIQ has a special capacity for special formatting using icons from Font Awesome, and call-to-action buttons and panel overlay text can be added using short HTML snippets in the theme's instructions. PIQ makes it easy for anyone to build a one-page branded website with all the specialized content sections you would traditionally expect from a business theme. It has not yet arrived over at WordPress.org, but self-hosted uses can download the theme as a zip file from its homepage on WordPress.com. Of course, remember that WordPress.com is free until you start doing commercial things like selling or getting donations, and this is when they want you to pay to upgrade, so suddenly their huge community becomes an upgraded paying community. On your WordPress site, do you want to disable comments altogether? Well, then enable and disable comments for future posts and pages. You can enable and disable comments on all future posts and pages by going to your discussion settings. If you have more than one site, then go to My Sites in your multi-site install and select the site you would like to enable or disable comments, and then go to the settings and uncheck all possible settings for comments. Another way is to use a plugin called Disable Comments. That will do it for you. This plugin allows administrators to globally disable comments for any post or page attachment. And so these settings cannot be overridden in individual posts because it removes all comment-related fields from edit and quick edit screens. Now, on multi-site installs, it can be used to disable comments across the entire network. Additionally, comment-related items can be removed from the dashboard widgets, the admin menu, and the admin bar. Well, as this year gets started, we're expecting a bunch of news next week. So this is it for today's podcast. Next is our WordPress news. And so let's move now to our WordPress focus on WordPress hosting considerations. In today's WordPress focus, I want to address the most critical components and considerations of hosting your WordPress site. Far too many people think that all you need to do to host a WordPress site is to Google hosting and find GoDaddy, HostGator, 1&1, and a bunch of others. But the problem is, businesses and nonprofits don't realize that your performance and your security depend on the host you use. So I want you to focus for a moment on performance. You see, if you choose the cheapest, lowest priced, or lowest cost hosting, you are getting nothing but shared hosting. What is shared hosting? Number one, shared hosting means you are on one computer, one IP, that is shared between hundreds, if not thousands, of other sites. Number two, shared hosting means that you have limited access to server resources. Some of these providers don't even give you the true cPanel except a very stripped down version of their own custom cPanel. In other words, you can't access PHP or MySQL databases. You can't tweak your firewall. You can't change any settings on the server. And number three, it means that shared hosting does not give you control over who on that server gets the lion's share of the processing speed, the CPU usage, or bandwidth usage. Thus, shared hosting is putting your WordPress at a major disadvantage. Here's why. Shared hosting has three major risks. Risk of diminished performance. Let's assume you have a shared server with 500 sites on the same IP as your website. Now, what happens when one of those sites succeeds and suddenly overloads the CPU resources? What would happen if suddenly all 500 needed to handle a large amount of traffic? Your site would absolutely slow down or even go offline when the server overloads. Diminished, reduced performance means your site dependability is weak at best and at risk of going dark at any time. Diminished, reduced performance means your site download time is going to be varying between slow and slower. I have seen sites on some of these shared hosts take as long as 32 seconds to download. Many are downloading at 10 and 12 seconds. And this is unacceptable, especially for a business site, a nonprofit site that wants traffic. Thus, the solution to shared hosting or reduced or diminished performance hosting is to host on a dedicated or a virtual private server, a VPS, so that you can enjoy fast, always-up hosting. Now, another risk of shared hosting is the fact that you are at risk of being hacked. Yes, hacked. And I mean really hacked. Hackers love WordPress sites. They Google WordPress and they see that there's about 74 million of them out there, and so all they have to do is just keep clicking through trying to find one that they can compromise. Once they gain access to the back end of a shared server, this means they know they're going to find the ability to easily compromise 500 to several thousand websites. And it's just like they go up the IP like a zipper, injecting malicious files on everyone's site. You may think that your site is safe, but remember, you have no control over those other 500 sites on your server. So all it takes is one bad apple in the mix to put everyone at risk of being hacked. A solution, of course, is to host with a reliable, secure, and firewall-protected, very hardened, and safe server. A third major risk of shared hosting is, of course, a WordPress site is at risk of being burned as a spammer. Have you ever been blocked by a spam trap? I have, and I didn't know why. But you know, people on your server, those other 500, somebody in there is going to want to send spam as email. And while you may think that because the hosting company is a big company and they give you free email, you don't have anything to worry about. However, all it takes is one site among that family of 500 on your server IP to send out a bunch of spam, and then everyone on that server now is blocked by spam trap or other spam blockers. When that happens, all of a sudden, all your mail stops. This means that it's not necessarily your fault, but someone sent spam and it caused your mail to stop sending. You may not even know it until you see no business or real mail coming through or sending to your email. Now, the solution to all three of these most common problems of reduced performance, the risk of being hacked, and the risk of being blocked for spam all come back to the fact that you can't get this kind of security, this performance, getting rid of these risks on these low-cost shared servers. another factor that you have to remember is that WordPress is particularly server intensive, and with 4.4 it's even more intensive, and this means you need a server that is uniquely outfitted for WordPress at its best. Your site should be hosted on a VPS or dedicated server that is wrapped in an external firewall, and your site should be hosted and be running the latest PHP, MySQL, and cPanel software. Your site host should be using nothing but SSD servers for hosting, because WordPress specifically processes 100 times faster on SSD solid-state drives than traditional spinning SATA drives. And because WordPress always needs to have its plugins, themes, and WordPress OS updated regularly, often as many times as once a week, your site should be hosted with a host who fully understands WordPress and manages your updates automatically remotely. And where can you go for such hosting? Well, of course, the major players are WP Engine in Austin, where you can pay upwards of $25 to $49 per site per month. Or you can come over to hosting-master.com, our sponsor, and discover the very best ultra-fast SSD-based, dedicated, and redundant RAID 10 based on hot swappable drives connected to the cloud for the very fastest and safest hosting of your WordPress. We even speed them up even further by G-zipping compressing every website and enabling Google page speed on each site. But with hosting-master.com, you get even more. You get access to full managed WordPress support, meaning we support your site updates and security for you. Another very critical and important component of a WordPress host is customer service. With hosting-master, you get the best of 24/7 email and telephone support. Yes, live telephone support. So the bottom line of today's WordPress focus is this: when you need to host a WordPress, do it right. Host it with hosting-master, our sponsor, for a more secure, faster server. That's it. You just want the very best? Call hosting-master. Well, that closes our focus for this week. I told you about the risk of being hacked, the risk of being diminished, and the risk of being called a spammer, all because you're hosting on those cheap servers. Come over to Hosting-Master and get that solution that you need. Now let's turn our attention to our closing case study. Today I want to focus on a site created several years ago that has been modernized in the last couple of years. You see, the site is called findpregnancyhelp.com. It was one of the original sites I built for the mission called Last Harvest the Outreach, and the site is a membership-based site that gives a member a means to log in to create their self-managed listing. The site then gives all members a state listing, and a click of the individual member name then displays a custom detail page of the member. The purpose of the site is to provide referrals to each of our members by attracting the target audience their center is looking for, a 15 to 35 year old woman. Originally, this site was a static site many, many years ago. It was birthed in 1995, called cpclink.com back then. But over the years, the centers transformed and matured into pregnancy resource centers and pregnancy care centers and pregnancy medical centers. Thus, about 2008, the site was renamed findpregnancyhelp.com. Today, the site's database is associated with two sister sites, considering-abortion and contributelife.com, and this site is a responsive theme that has been running and with glowing colors through 9 years of upgrades of WordPress and plugins and themes, and it has never yet been broken or hacked. Well, certainly if you need anyone, if you know anyone that is getting pregnant, they need this help, point them over to findpregnancyhelp.com. This is a site that we engineered many, many years ago, and we thought you would want to know how it operates on the back end. Now, Find Pregnancy Help also operates a very aggressive blog with numerous titles archived, and every week new titles are answering the young girl's questions and then posted and distributed to our social media community. And we know this site is making a difference, and if you would like to know more about this fine organization, visit lastharvest.org. Well, let's wrap up. I told you in the news about hosting. about a new theme and some new tools. I shared with you the risk of hosting a WordPress site, and what are those three risks? The fact that it would diminish your performance, that it could cause your site to be hacked, or it could cause your site to be blocked as spam. I hope that you've enjoyed our case study on Find Pregnancy Help. Now, subscribe to our podcast here or on iTunes and bookmark my site at mywphelpdesk.com. Call Hosting-Master if you need hosting support. Contact WP-SiteMakers to learn about our WordPress design and creative services. And visit Site-Keeper if you need to add that WordPress managed support to your existing WordPress. Now remember that WordPress rocks as the very best tool for building professional websites. See you next Saturday at 9 a.m. for the next podcast of My WordPress Help Desk. Thanks for listening.